Our story of loss is unique. You have your own story. I have mine. And in this opportunity, I will share with you a very profound story taken from my book in Spanish. Allow me to live my grief and heal from the inside out. In that book, there is a section called Soul's Stories, and I will share one of them. Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. As I was sharing with you, this book has 15 stories, real stories. All of them are filled with love and very profound. In this opportunity, I will share Alex Fundora's story. It is a very, very deep story, and in his writings, we will be able to see and to sense the value that faith had in his own process. His faith in God, and also his spirituality, because it's, you know, broader. Besides his great faith, he also tapped into meditation, into touching his spiritual side at a very, very deep level. And he also talks about what we can do, what can help us. So I'm going to just be taking little sections of his story because it is in Spanish. So I will be translating it along the way so you can have an idea of what he says. Because he said that in his darkest hours, what helped him tremendously was to go to fall on his knees and just to allow those emotions to naturally flow through him. And he felt that that would give him comfort. And in those peaceful moments that followed those tears, so painful, that peace that came to him was because of the grace of God. Because yes, that was Alex Rock. He felt that in those moments of peace was like if he could feel even the presence of his son. Because he lost two sons, one first and the second one several years after. He also says like how challenging it can be to share your grief with others. Because he said that sharing his grief could be for other people very uncomfortable because they do not know how to act or what to say. And some people just want to be talking about, you know, superficial things. Now, has this happened to you? Has this happened to you that when facing your story of loss, people have not been there for you in a sense that you have expected to feel, you know, accompanied or to feel that they understand you? Because it happened to me when my mom died. You know, people would just say things to take me away from my pain, because that's what happens. People don't really want us to see grieving, and that's what Alex shared as well. Because then he also says that despite of the great grief that we suffer, that we can find grace beyond grief. And we do that when we are able to see for the first time something that is not visible, that it is invisible. And these are truths from this world that we can feel, and they are revealed to us when our suffering is so profound and our tears are sincere. And then he says that God's grace can just liberate us, and we have the privilege to see things that are not destined to this world. Alex shared his stories, because there are, you know, two stories of his sons, a lot. He shared a lot. And that is something that helped him tremendously, because as he shared his stories, he felt that he was healing as well. And that is something that helps us when we share our story with others. And that is something that you can do as well. Now, he also says that despite that some people, you know, didn't understand how he felt understood by many people in Spain. Now, how have you felt in that aspect? How have you felt? In your case, have you considered joining a support group or a place that you can just share how you feel? So it's something that you can also do. Now, something that Alex recommends highly is to be in touch with our emotions. To be in touch with our emotions and to go there, not to be scared to face them. Because he says, if you are grieving, do not deny your feelings. Cry as many times as you want. Stay close to people that love you and that will allow you to express as much as you need. And then he says, know that God is there for you now more than ever. So it's something that, well, he also says, and he does it amazingly, to write every day in your journal. That can also help, because he says that you will write in a way that you never thought you could write, because your spirit will express itself in ways that you could never understand. Now, he says about meaning and finding meaning. What meaning did I find in the death of my sons? What am I supposed that I can obtain when I lost those people that I was supposed and that I would die to protect? And then he says, when something that we never thought happens, what can we do? We could be taken like in a ball of depression, resentment, anger, or despite everything in life, or we can choose. And our choice is to see beyond this body and to see a world where there is no more pain, no more tears, and no more suffering. We can choose to believe more of what our mind is destined to believe, and to live in an elevated life, expecting for a life to come that will not end. We can choose between suffering or hope. Choosing is our decision. Alex Fundora, bereaved father. And this is his story. I just took, you know, different sections of the story and, of course, put it into my words because, you know, I was translating along the way. But I wanted to share with you this story because, as I said, all these stories in that section are so profound. And this, I happen to share this one. And something that I want to suggest to you, if you have never done it, is to write your story. To write your story. And at the same time that you write it, go there and see how you feel, how this loss has transformed you, how you have lived your grief. If you have been able to choose, as Alex says, as he suggests, if you have been able to choose between suffering or living with hope in your heart, where are you? Because it does help us to write that story as, you know, narrative therapy. And when you do that, you will once more process that grief that you have in your heart. I hope that this story has inspired you in some way and has touched your heart. I send you a hug with all my love.